I'm going to try not to keep you very long. And that's pretty easy when you're having a hard time breathing. But I went Sister Halsey and after we had talked, and I had just searched. I said, Lord, I've been through many bad situations in my life. Been through many fights and battles. Some physical and some spiritual. And as long as we're on this earth, we're going to go through those things. But I always come out on the other end better than what I was when I started. And I believe the Lord just laid on my heart. I don't have a sermon per se, but God's just laid on my heart just to encourage you, His people. Just to encourage you. Sometimes it looks bleak, and I think of the children of Israel when they come to the Red Sea and they started complaining. And Moses, as the leader, didn't have all the answers at the time. But he did have one answer. The Lord led him to put that staff up over the Red Sea, parted. And they went through on dry land. Can you think about that? You know, how many of you ever been around where a lake's dried out and you went out and walked on it? It wasn't dry right after. It dried out and cracked as the sun got it and through a period of days. But this happened instantaneously. They went across. Our God is a great God. And if we can learn to trust Him. One scripture verse, and I'm going to give it to you, because it's my favorite. And that's Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And that's exactly what he means, to trust in Him. Don't trust in what you see in the world. And like I said a little while ago about these checks they're supposed to send out, I can't trust the government to send out checks. They may be going to send them out. But that's all right. If they do, I'm blessed. Amen? If they don't, I'm no worse off than what I was to start with. But I can't depend on them. As we see with the world situation right now, no country can depend on the government. But we need the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to trust Him. Trust Him with all of our heart. Right now, if we've ever trusted God, we need to trust Him now. Because this is the worst in my lifetime of 81 years that I've seen anything like this. I've seen some bad things. And I didn't like them. But at times I didn't know the Lord. But when I come to know the Lord, I was encouraged in the Word. I was encouraged in the Word of God. You know, in Romans 12, and I'm going to paraphrase a lot of this morning. He said to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed from this world unto the world of God, the kingdom of God, by the Word of God. Let the Word of God transform you. The Lord tells us to seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Ask, and it will be given to you. He tells us that. And so, therefore, this is the time of seeking. It's a time of knocking. It's a time of being encouraged in the Word of God. If you haven't been reading your Word, then you need to read your Word. If you haven't been praying and spending time praying, then you need to take time. You need to set time for prayer. More so now. In 2 Corinthians, which you probably heard this scripture verse passed all over the place during these last few weeks. It said, if my people, he doesn't say if the world, but he said, if my people, which are called by my name, are you his people? I encourage you, are you his people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Humble ourselves. Bring us before the Lord. What's that really mean? I think it means a time of repentance. Our whole country needs to repent. We need to repent. The church needs to repent. And I'm talking, when I say church, I'm talking about the body of Christ. The body of Christ has allowed the world to creep into the church. There's churches that condone things that God's Word does not condone. Things that they're in. And I'm going to, abortion, homosexuality, transgenders, all that is totally contrary to the Word of God. We need to understand that even though we're Christians, that we're part of this country. And we need to humble ourselves. Bring ourselves down. These last 6 weeks, I want to share a little bit. When I got stuck into the hospital, those 4 or 5 days, I'll be honest with you, fear came over me. I couldn't breathe. I was struggling. And they said, they finally did a test. And how many ever had the flu test where they run a thing up your nose? You ever had that done? Oh, that feels so good when they pull it out. And other things. I was jabbed and stuck and blood drawn every hour, I think, or every minute. This shot for this and that shot for that. Miss Richie, we're going to put you on steroids. We know you're a diabetic, and we know, yes, I know what that does. But I lay there and I say, God, help me. God, you're still my God. He's still my God. Tony came over and prayed with me. He knew I was struggling. Because you see, I was not only in a physical battle. I was in a spiritual battle. And that's where we all are right now. You may not be being oppressed by Satan himself right now. But this battle we're in with this virus is a spiritual battle. Because sickness and disease does not come from God, it comes from Satan. The Bible tells us that. So we are in a spiritual battle. A battle that we need to take serious and be encouraged in the Word of God. Because the Word of God tells me I'm victorious. Yeah, it's been seven weeks since I went through that. And with my diagnosis on my lungs, they said I was going to have a hard time. Well, God's still my healer. God is still my strength and my power. He says here, and seek. Let me put my glasses on here. I get all this right now. Seek my face. What does that mean? It means seek his presence. Seek his presence. When you pray, just don't say, now lay me down to sleep. But seek that you get in through from the outer court when you kneel into the holy place. And then into the Holy of Holies, into His presence. Stay there until you go through that and get into His presence. Get into His presence. That's what He's talking about here. That if we'll get into His presence and pray and seek and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear. Listen to that. Then will I hear. There's a process. And if we want to see the power of God move in this situation, then we need to get into the process. He said, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Scripture tells me also that he that is within me is greater than he that is in this world. What's coming is coming from the prince of this world of darkness. But he, through accepting Christ and be born again, and the Holy and the Spirit baptizing me in the body of Christ, is greater in me than he is in this world. The devil wants to think that, man, I've got you. But I'm telling you that if we bind together in unity in the body of Christ, whether we're here in the church or at home, I don't know whether we should set a time that in the evening that we all come together. What time you got? You meet at 6 o'clock, don't you, Bob? So I'm just sharing this with you. Maybe at 6 o'clock at night, if you're home, get your family together, find some place and kneel and pray and seek God. Seek God for the church. Seek God for your pastor. Seek God for everybody in it. Seek God, come into His presence and seek God for a quick move of His Spirit over our nation. We pray every day for our country to come back to God, to come back to the Constitution, what was said and based upon Christian men. We may not agree with all of them and who they were, but they set an example for us. And we need to be encouraged this morning. I like to go to the Psalms 91. I love that psalm because it is he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. What is the secret place of the Most High? It's the temple of God, His presence. He who dwells there shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If I enter into the presence and into the secret place of that relationship with God on Most High, He shall abide, I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say, Lord, He is my refuge. He's my fortress, my God, and Him I will trust. I need to trust in the Lord like I've never trusted before. I need to lay it all, can we say, lay it all on the line. Put it all there. Here I am. I need to submit myself, my whole being. We're on lockdown. How many know what I'm saying? Some have to go to work and can't get out of it. But a lot of people are on lockdown. Schools are closed. Talk to my daughter. Their school's closed now. They extended it to the 12th of April in Bisbee. They don't have school. And another thing to show you what's going on, my grandson had just put almost 3 weeks at Border Patrol training up in New Mexico. Well, they're locked down. They sent all of his class home. He just came home. And they're going to start that over. They give him 45 days off. He's home. He don't know whether he's going to be able to go back in 45 days. If he goes back in 45 days, he picks up where he left. But if he goes back after 45 days, he has to start all over another 6 months. Things are in a turmoil. What's that called? Confusion. Confusion. Who's the author of confusion? Satan himself. See, we trust in God, encouraged by the Word of God. Paul said it. He used the terminology. He said, you are more than conquerors. We're not just a conqueror. We are more than conquerors. And I was reading that, and it was saying that you're a super conqueror, Tony. You're just more than a conqueror. You're a super conqueror. You're a conqueror with power and authority. And the only way we get that is through the Word and through that relationship with Jesus Christ. We need more time spent with Christ. Maybe that's what God is trying to tell us. I want more of you. Church, I want more of you. You can't just keep going on like you're going. I want more of you. I want a dedication. In Psalms 91, the third verse that go on, it says, surely he should deliver you from the snare of the fowler. He's going to deliver us, church. And from the perilous pestilence. From the perilous pestilence. I think that's what we have right now. A perilous pestilence. He said he'll deliver you. He shall cover you with his feathers. And under his wings you shall take refuge. In other words, we need to draw close to the Lord. I read a story about a forest fire quite a few years ago, and I'm going to try to recollect that in my mind. So where the fighters were going through, and they seen this bird on the ground that was dead. It got burnt through the fire. And the firefighter looked down and kind of kicked it with his foot, and it rolled over. And the little birds run out from underneath. They were still alive. The mother had covered that birds, them little ones, with her wings and gave her life for those little ones. In the body of Christ, we are the little ones. Jesus has died upon that cross of Calvary. He's talking about being covered by the feathers. Being covered by the Spirit of God. Being covered by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Being covered. Being protected. We need that protection. It says, under his wing you shall have refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. The Word of God is a shield that protects us. We need to stand up with the Word of God. You shall not be afraid by terror by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noontime. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you see and look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Hallelujah. I want to say, and like I said, I'm not going to keep you very long this morning. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. The battle is not yours. And I'm going to sit right here. Excuse me. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. The fight that's going on in this world, in our country right now, we're up against demonic forces and the power of Satan, which in my flesh I cannot defeat. It takes the Spirit of God in my life, the Word of God operating in my life. If we will get in, and as I say, pray in our homes at 6 o'clock. Set it down. Set your alarm clock at 6 o'clock. Because how many know we have a tendency to not know the time? Set your alarm clock at 6 o'clock. Bring your family together. Now's the time that we need to come together, not only as a church, whether we're here or not, but as a family. And we are the family of God. I want to say that there's some things happening in this country. People say, I've heard, well, God moving, what's he doing? God is moving. Do you know this is a good thing? The good thing is this, that if you follow your scripture, if you follow the news or whatever, to find out that what do they call them? Slipped my mind. These clinics. There you go. Man, my mind went blank. The abortion clinics are having to shut down. You know what that means? I've seen some people petitioning, don't close them, fund them. I said, God, in the midst of it all, in the midst of it all, you're closing abortion clinics and babies are being saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. God said, the devil meant it for evil, but God is going to turn it around to good. Can we stand on that this morning? Can we stand on the Word of God? How many believe this morning that we can stand on the Word of God? The Word is true. It's absolute. It's the truth. All through the Scripture. Scripture that I shared with you, not the location and the address of them, but I shared with you what they meant. I'm more than a conqueror. And he that's within me is greater than he is within the world. If you seek God and knock and Tony, and you just do what God asks you to do. Spend a time in prayer. Believe. Trust. Call each other. Encourage each other in the Lord. If you don't have my number, I'll give it to you. You want my number? I'll give it to you. call me. If you just need somebody to pray with you in a situation, call to Brother Tony. I don't know whether Bob can put the numbers up on the screen, but no, don't worry about it. I don't want to put you to a damn there. But it's so important. Well, we don't forget the things that got us here. Loving one another, praying, encouraging one another, lifting each other. Don't forget what got us to where we are today. Don't forget what brought us out of where we were before we got saved. If God can bring us out of where we were, He can set our feet on higher ground. I encourage you. Yes, we're in a battle, but we're the winner. We're victorious. Somebody told me what years ago, they said, yeah, but if I die, I said, then you're victorious. You go on to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And all your aches and pains are gone. Praise God. I know none of us really want to die, but we know we're going to sooner or later, somewhere down the line. But praise God. Praise Him. I'm going to ask my wife to come to the piano. I don't know where the location is going to be. I don't know whether it's on Facebook. I don't know where it is. But I know a general overseer is going to be speaking tonight at 7 o'clock. And I couldn't find anything to where the location was going to be or the address. And so I asked you to be there. There's going to be a lot of preachers on Facebook. You can pull them up. I'm telling you, a lot on television. Jensen Franklin. There's so many. We turned on Jimmy Swaggart. They do mostly the old hymns. The old hymns, and that's what I got saved under, the old hymns. The old rugged cross and victory in Jesus and so forth. But those are the things that we need to remind ourselves of. Go back. Hold on. Because it's not over yet. This ride is not over yet. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we're in a battle. We're in a battle, and we're going to be victorious. I remember a song sung by Doug Odom. He said, the church triumphant, and the church is going to be triumphant. Hallelujah. Let's just stand. Let's just make a time right now where we are, and let's just worship the Lord. Give Him praise for what He's going to do.
Risen from the dead. Hand and foot.